now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And here it is, the second hour of the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, fill them in. What do you find when you go to that lovely website?
You should check it out. As always, it is Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Some many fine staff and volunteers involved in that organization and on this project specifically. The main part of Earshot is the National Top 50, the 50 most played releases across Canada on Campus Community Radio every single week. This week, we are counting down the top 20 most played albums for the week ending Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. We're about to jump into the top 10. The top 50 is a culmination of nearly 30 Kansas Community Radio Station's own top 30 albums, and you can find those charts on that website as well. And in addition to that, there are genre-specific charts, both nationally and regionally, for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues. There are monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and tons more. And you can get that all for free at earshot-online.com.
Free?
Unbelievable.
That is incredible.
I mean, if you have the internet connection.
I'm going to go right now.
That's not necessarily
free. That's not free.
Well, you can go to the library.
Or really any restaurant or uptown now, in St. John at least, there's internet everywhere. So it's taking over our lives. I just got really deep there.
Really serious. Yeah. It's scary.
But you can find us online. Fancy that. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. Put it right into the program. So there you go. We've got the top 10 in this hour. Plus, Stephen is back with more music news. Brian's going to have the lowdown for you in a little bit as well. And some movement, some debuts, some high debuts, actually, which now looking at the sheet, which I just peeked over and had a glance, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that number five debut, which we won't say what it is yet, but I'm surprised number five actually didn't debut a little higher, because I'm pretty sure the last time they came onto the charts, they debuted at like number three. I'm trying to think back, but I feel like that's what it was. But regardless, not surprising that they're debuting as high as they are, and very good chance that one of these two, if not both, will be fighting for top spot on the charts come near the end of the year.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, let's get it started.
We're going to kick it off here at number 10 with an album sitting still this week in that spot. The latest from Brendan Canning. It's called Home Wrecking Gears, and you'll hear Keystone Dealers. Hot Panda up two spots this week with the release Bad Pop. You'll hear Never Say. And Where Do You Go by Charlotte Day Wilson from the album CDW at number 8, down four spots this week.
Here's your number 10. It's Brendan Canning, Keystone Dealers. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Up his own mind, but he
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
made it okay to please go and never stay. But where did you go today? It could have been anywhere. But I believe there's something here that you should take in.
That was Charlotte Day Wilson from the album bearing her initials CDW, this week at number 8, down from number 4 the week before, and a track called Where Do You Go? Never Say by Hot Panda in there in the middle from the release Bad Pop, up 2 spots this week, and sitting still in the middle at number 10, Brendan Canning with Home Wrecking Years, you heard Keystone Dealers.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and it's time to take another break from the music to talk about music news. Of course, that's with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there on the line with us right now, and lots of news to talk about in this hour of the program. We kick it off with surprises. Surprises from Danny Brown and his new album.
Yes, indeed. By the time you hear this, it will have been just a day or two old, but Detroit rapper Danny Brown just surprised us all with an early drop of his new album. After teasing the arrival of his new record, Atrocity Exhibition, with a handful of single drops, he took to Twitter on September 27th for a question and answer session with fans, then dropped the new album, which is his first effort for Warp Records, on all platforms just moments after that. He tweeted, "Push the album up, Brabra, couldn't wait any longer." As previously reported, the record features guest spots from Kendrick Lamar, Absol, Earl Sweatshirt, Petite Noir, Be Real of Cypress Hill, and R&B songwriter Kalela. Production credits go to returning collaborator Paul White, as well as Evian Christ, Black Milk, and Alchemist, just to name a few. You can hear the whole of Atrocity Exhibition on Spotify, on Apple Music, and you can, of course, buy the physical edition online through a number of places. As far as the Q&A goes, Brown revealed that his favorite rising rappers are Isaiah Rashad, who, of course, is on Top Dog Entertainment along with Schoolboy Q and Kendrick Lamar, as well as Vince Staples, who released an excellent debut last year and an EP earlier this year. And he also talked about his favorite songs from artists like Bjork and System of a Down, keeping us all guessing what's inspiring him. One of the songs from the record was going to be my song pick of the week. There is altogether too much swearing in it to have picked it here, but I urge you all to listen to the Atrocity Exhibition. Danny Brown, one of those special rappers, raps about depression, raps about all sorts of interesting things in his signature yop. Quite an interesting voice, so do check it out when you have the moment. Danny Brown, you can find a review of the album as well as our in-depth interview at exclaim.ca.
Well, there you go. All right, well, we will go from news of a pleasant surprise of an early drop of an album to now news that a new album will be postponed for the band Brand New.
Yeah, this is sort of happy and sad news for brand new fans. Between the mysterious postcards they've sent out to fans, the comeback singles they've released, and merch announcing their impending breakup, it's been hard to tell recently what the band Brand New have in store on any given day. But the band have shared two major pieces of news on Twitter. First, they said, quote, "An apology. At some point previous, we, Brand New, admitted our plans to release a record this year. These plans were authentic, but we are changing them. While there exists a collection of songs that, right now, some would be called fit to be an album, to us it is not complete enough, refined enough, or edited thoroughly enough to be something we would call finished or essential. Brand New will not release a record in 2016. That is, of course, bad news for fans of the band who have waited a long time since their last record, Daisy, for new material. But they followed it up with a paragraph explaining that they will go on tour this fall in support of their record, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me, which was, of course, released in 2006, making this the 10-year anniversary of that excellent record. The band said that, quote, "We've decided that on the upcoming fall tour, which begins on October 13th, we will be performing the record each night in its entirety. It will be included with a larger set of songs and will not exclude us playing music from other albums or new music on a nightly basis." So, some stuff to look forward to from Brand New, some stuff we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me, classic album by that band, so if you are a fan, keep an eye out for tour dates, which have yet to be announced.
Well, there you go, and you still might get to hear something brand new from Brand New.
There you go.
All right. We have one more story to get to, and you've done this over the past, I think, couple of weeks as we've talked, kind of put a story at the end that's matched up with your song pick, so I'm excited to hear about it and also to hear about your song pick. But first, we'll talk about the news, and that is Tony Molina returning with a new album.
Tony Molina is a very interesting figure that more people should hear about. The singer and songwriter released an album 2 years ago titled Dissed and Dismissed. It was 11 songs long and 12 minutes long. Each of his songs tend to clock in between the 50-second mark and the minute and 10-second mark. So while we still spin that on the regular, we're ready for new tunes from the hardcore kid who turned into a pop songwriter. The artist's next release is made up of 8 new songs, and in typical Molina fashion, they are incredibly short. It clocks in around 12 minutes long as well. They all fit on a single 7-inch record, which will be called Confront the Truth, which will be released by Slumberland, who promised that the songs, quote, notch significant advancement in his style and approach. With that in mind, the record will issue his sort of Blue Album era Weezer sound that he used on Dissed and Dismissed, and embrace a more Beatles-esque sound. A lot of these songs sort of evoke Strawberry Fields Forever and songs like that. It really is quite beautiful, if incredibly short. The record will be out next month, but you can stream some of it at exclaim.ca, where you can see the track listing and cover for the album. Right now, you're going to hear just what I'm talking about. This is a single from the album Confront the Truth. It's called See Me Fall. You will hear the Beatles in this, but it's Tony Molina on Earshot Radio.
I don't know how to get you back this time. It's so hard to erase you from my mind. All things remind me now of her somehow. You didn't love me then at all. I know you want to see me fall.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring A Tribe Called Red, Oasis, Danny Brown, Clipping, D'Antwoord, Devendra Banhart, and many more, including our TIFF highlights. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20. Number 7.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
And a new album on our program for the first time this week, but on the charts last week at number 7, high spot of number 6. That was Preoccupations and a track called Stimulation. Debuting at number 7 is the latest from Tantagak called Retribution. You heard Aorta. And in there, as always, a pick from Stephen Karlick at Exclaim Magazine. You heard Tony Molina with a track called See Me Fall.
Yeah, he was really excited about that. He was torn between, because there was another song pick that he wanted to do, but it was a rap song and there was a lot of swears. So he decided not to, because he knew that'd be a lot of work for me to try and edit that song. But thanks to Stephen for the music news. We really appreciate it every week. And you can check out all kinds of great stuff at exclaim.ca or pick up the latest issue. We still have a few more tracks to get to, so we're going to give you two of those right now. On the other side of that, we will have the lowdown before we get into the top three. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5 and 4.
Anthony alluded to a very high debut in this spot. It is A Tribe Called Red and their new album, We Are the Hallucination. And you're going to hear a track from that one called The Muse. After that, we're going to hear from Angel Olsen, My Woman, down one spot from the week before at number 4. It's her latest release. You're going to hear a track called Never Be Mine.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Coming from an endless place, heaven hits me when I see your face. I go blind every time. Hate to have to watch you go. Thought I'd been through this, Lord knows I've been trying. I'm still trying.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Never Be Mine by Angel Olsen. Her newest album is entitled My Woman. It drops just one spot this week to number 4. And debuting at number 5, we are the Hallucination. It is a new album by A Tribe Called Red. And you heard a track from that one called The Muse.
I get it. Hallucination. Hallucination. Huh? Huh? I get it.
Thanks.
I'm hip. I'm hip with the.
Are you?
I'm hip with the titles.
You're not doing a good job proving it. I believe you. But.
Well, and you would when millions wouldn't. And we literally have a listenership of millions. I'm sure of it. All right. We've got a quick break. One more before we get to our top 3. And that is to let you know what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we don't have time to play the whole national top 50. But we'd like to let you know what's coming into the charts, because there is a chance that they could be making it into the top 20 in the coming weeks. And this is it. Brian's got the lowdown.
Yeah, we're going to go through this relatively quickly with a little bit of brevity, but there are 9 debuts below the top 20, and you can find them in as well as the entire national top 50, as always, at earshot-online.com. There are quite a few here at the beginning. At number 50, Kevin Roy with Heartworn Highways, and up one spot from that, number 49, Jack White with Jack White Acoustic Recordings, 1998 to 2016, coming out on his own Third Man Records. Jesse and the Dandelions up one spot from that with True Blue, followed by Jesse McCormack After the Glow at number 47. At number 44, it is Owen Meany's Battling Stance with a self-titled release from that Halifax-based group. And at number 42, Black Atlas with Haunted Paradise. We jump up a few spots to find a new release from Merge Records. At number 39, it is a new album by Teenage Fan Club called Here, and the Purveyors of Free Will after that at number 38 with Bridge to Here. We go all the way to number 28. Cass McCombs has a new album out called Mangy Love, and her highest debut this week is another record on Constellation Records at number 23 by Automatism. It is Moment Form Accumulations.
There you go. I couldn't begin to predict. There's so many debuts that sound like they could make their way.
It's a huge week in music here at the end of
Jack White. Jack White. I feel like he's been in the top of the charts before. What do you think?
He has.
Well, thanks for that, Brian.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's round it out. We'll start with number 3, and then we will give you your second and first for most albums played this week. But first, your number 3.
Yes, our 1 and 2 have both already been at number 1, so we'll let you think about it, about what you think is at the top of the charts this week. But there was a little bit of a mix-up. But until then, at number 3, up 2 spots, the latest and self-titled debut from the new supergroup Tons. Here's a track called Lonely Life.
I wake up with the sun and a smile on my face. I try to rewrite, try to run a reasonable pace. Accomplish all my tasks, but still you ask, despite doing all the above, if I'm alright, do I need somebody to love? It's my lonely life, it's my lonely life, it's my lonely life, it's my lonely life. I'll be having an awesome time. I'll be having an awesome time. I'll be having
experience, my two cents, is we all should be making the most. It's my big scene and I don't get to fix it in post. It's my only life, it's my only life, it's my only life.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from the most played album across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, September 27, 2016. It was the Pack AD from the album Positive Thinking. You heard Skin Me. In the middle of that set, last week's most played album, this week's second most played album, it is an album called Four by Bad Bad, Not Good, and a track called Gently Speaking, or Speaking Gently, which is actually the title. And starting off that set was Tons from the album the same name. At three, up two spots, you heard Lonely Life.
All right, there you go. That's it. we're done for another week.
It's true.
It's great. If you're just tuning in, you're catching the tail end of the Earshot 20. No worries, though. You can go back and check it out. Tell you how to do that in just a few minutes. But it's myself and Brian Cleveland in studio. I'm Anthony Edmond. And we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across... Well, I shouldn't say every week. We do it most every week. Countdown the top 20 albums.
We try
charting,
our best.
Yeah. Charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. We record out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Before we mix it down, we air here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast through iTunes. Great ways to pick up the program if you want to go back and listen to any of the albums that we've played, as well as the music news for the week, and you can do that right there no matter how you're listening to it. Thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around till next week. We want you to stay right where you are, because we will have another great show.
Only if you do too.
I'll be right here in this seat.
You're not allowed to leave for a week.
You're
going to get in a lot of people's way.
The seat twirls, so I will just be spinning, waiting for everyone to come back next week. But until then, stick around. There's more great programming on the way. On this station.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.